Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Dalet, Chulin 114, and on Kuf Yud Dalet on the base 114b, the Gemara has a discussion of how do we know that there is a prohibition from the Torah to cook meat and milk together? How do we know that it's prohibited not only to cook it, but also to eat it and to derive benefit? Because the verse only says, Lo sevash al gedi b'chal evimo, you cannot cook a kid in its mother's milk. So how do we know that the prohibition also applies to eating and to deriving any benefit from it? So says the Gemara, says Rav Ashi, minayin lo basar b'chol sha'asar b'achila, how do we know that meat and milk is prohibited to eat? It only says in the verse, do not cook. So says Rav Ashi, it states in Deuteronomy 14, verse 3, lo sochal kol toeva. It says in Deuteronomy 14:3 that you shall not eat anything that is an abomination. And the intent of the verse is kol shetiavtilcha, anything which I made abominable to you, anything that I prohibited to you and I commanded to you that is prohibited, that is an abomination, that you need to separate from it, all of those things, harehu babal tochal, anything that I said to you, that this is God speaking, anything that I said to you is prohibited, that automatically becomes an abomination. And so therefore, if it's prohibited to make this item, it's also going to be prohibited for you to eat it. And so therefore, even though specifically speaking the verse only says that meat and milk is prohibited to cook, since it's prohibited to cook, it's also going to fit within the prohibition of you shall not eat anything that is abominable and will be prohibited to eat. And says the Gemara, Ve'engli el b'achila, I would only know from this that it's prohibited to eat. How would I know that it's prohibited to derive any benefit from it as well? B'hanah minayin, and explains the Gemara that this is follows the position of Rabbi Avo. What did Rabbi Avo teach in the name of Rabbi Elazar? Kol makom shenemar lo yochal, lo tochal, or lo tochu. Anytime it says in the verse, one cannot eat, you shall not eat, or you shall not eat, this refers to Echad Isur Achila v'Echad Isur Hanah b'Mashma, that the prohibition of eating also implies that there's also a prohibition of getting benefit from that item, Ad Sheyifrol Echad Kosav, until the verse will come along and specifically allow us to derive benefit from it, that it only prohibited for food. Just like when it comes to a carcass, an animal that was not slaughtered, but it just died, there specifically the verse states, Leger Benesina, the verse states specifically that you shall give it to the non-Jew who lives with you, and also that you sell it to the idolater. So there, by a nevela, by a carcass, there's a specific allowance, but in general, without that specific allowance, we would assume that there is a prohibition for us. Anytime it's prohibited to eat, it's also prohibited for us to derive benefit from it. So we see, going back to this prohibition of lo sochal kol toeva, that you're not allowed to eat anything that is abominable, that this prohibition is going to say that coming to exclude, even if there would be something that there's no specific prohibition about, even if actually something it was permitted to eat, if there was something that was done in a prohibited manner on this item, or if it was done in a prohibited manner, then we would say that this is prohibited. And that's what Rashi says. And so we see not only does it become prohibited, it adopts the word toeva, which is sometimes translated as an abominable. And so an example of this is what the Gemara talks about, the meat and the milk that are cooked together. Even though the Torah doesn't specifically say they're prohibited to cook, since they, as a result of their cooking, it was prohibited to cook, and since one cooks them in that manner, therefore it's going to become prohibited to eat. Even though the verse says that you're not allowed to cook it, but it doesn't say you're not allowed to eat it, since it was cooked in this manner, it also becomes an abomination, and therefore it's prohibited to eat. Another example of this, according to the commentaries, is if one makes a blemish on a firstborn animal, that a firstborn animal was supposed to be brought on the altar, unless it got a blemish. If it got a blemish, it wasn't allowed to be brought on the altar. But if somebody specifically makes the blemish on the altar in order to say, specifically makes a blemish on the ear of the animal in order to say that, you see, I can't now bring it on the altar, this is actually a prohibition, because it states, kol mum lo yebo. And so it says, you're not allowed to make a blemish on it. And so therefore, that becomes an abomination. And As Rashi states in Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 3, that therefore will become something that's prohibited for you to eat, because since anything that was fixed in a sinful manner, you're not allowed to eat. So the Gemara discusses that later on 115a, the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, let's say if you plow with an ox or a donkey together, which is a prohibition of kulayim, that should also be prohibited to eat. And also, what about those cases where it was, if you take a meat and milk together and you cook it, but not in a sinful manner? So what would that mean if you cook the meat and milk not in a sinful manner? Like, for example, if it was cooked together by a minor or by an idolater. So the Gemara says under those circumstances, they're still going to fit within the prohibition of you shall not eat anything that is abominable. And the reason is, according to Rav Ashi, because since the Torah says that one is not allowed to cook them, we say from here as a result of this, Mamela, that when they are cooked together, it's going to be considered an abomination. Even though specifically the act of cooking them was not a sin. Since they were cooked in that manner, we say that the abomination has come upon them. Also, Tosa says, let's say it wasn't even done through intent. Let's say the meat just fell in. Nevertheless, Tosa would say that this is going to be considered to'eva, and it is prohibited. We see from here that the word to'eva, which is sometimes thrown around within the context of homosexuality, which the biblical act of homosexual sex is prohibited according to the term to'eva, that the word to'eva does not have the connotations of what we think in American culture of something that is quote unquote abominable, because nobody would say somebody who eats meat and milk together is committing an abomination in the way the word is used today. It's something that's prohibited from the Torah, but that doesn't mean that this prohibition carries with it a moral teaching or a moral lesson.